Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, it's Rated G Radio and we're starting a fresh month and a fresh week with Dr. Annie Ulrich. She'll be on the show in just a minute. She's going to be talking about the February energy update, and then she'll be taking your calls. If you'd like to call in tonight and get in the queue, the hotline's open. We're live for the next hour at 323-657-1493. That is your hotline into the show. Just press 1, and then we'll screen your call as quickly as we can. But before we get to Dr. Annie and all of your questions tonight, just want to give you a quick preview for what's happening on the show this week. Always encourage you to follow Rated G Radio on the Blog Talk show page there, and you'll get an update for every show that's getting ready to be live and coming to you. Tomorrow night on Tuesday, we've got Patrick Tobin. He is the screenwriter for the new Hollywood hit movie starring Jennifer Aniston called Cake. On Wednesday, we have author Greg Archer coming on to talk about his memoir, Grace Revealed. And Thursday, we have Hollywood legend Robert Michael Morris. He's going to be talking tales of the past. And then Friday, we've got Broadway star Kafir, and he's going to be talking about his current music and new projects that he has that are coming up, which are always a cool thing. And now, without further ado, it is always the lovely, charming, and fantastically talented and brilliant Dr. Annie Ulrich. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and how
thank
are you.
You
today?
A little on the crazy side, but it's a good crazy. It's just busy, so, you know,
uh-huh.
It's part of the course right now. Yeah, yeah. So
it
how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it is such a busy time right now, you know, especially
yes.
today. There are so many things going on right at this moment and have been all day long. I mean, it is just, it is crazy. It's
why is that?
Energy. It's wired.
Yeah.
We're being wired for sound, I think, from the outer space, I'm sure. But there's a lot of stuff going on. We're, you know, today is Candlemas, February 2nd, and it's, are you familiar with that at all?
I'm not. I didn't want to seem silly and ask
no,
you what it is, but I have no clue.
A lot
so
of
what
people
is that?
Don't. Yeah, they don't know that. They don't hear it a lot. Candlemas,
oh.
It is an ancient pagan celebration, and it's a celebration of light. It's a celebration of the return of the light, because here we are, February 2nd, and it's like a midpoint between winter solstice and the spring equinox, which is coming up in March the 20th. So it is the first beginnings of light, and the first breath of spring is how they described it. And in this ancient pagan tradition, they honored Brigid, who was the Celtic goddess of fire, poetry, healing arts, unity, inspiration, and creativity. And of course,
wow.
When the Christian church came in, they took Candlemas and they made it St. Bridget's Day. And even in the, specifically the Catholic Church, they bless all of the holy candles on February 2nd. And
really?
use that as a holy day for that church, but using all of the ritual of the ancient pagan ways. So it's really interesting, isn't it? Very interesting.
I love, and I've never heard about that before.
Yeah, it's really a very big deal, especially in the pagan communities. So it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremonies tonight. I mean, last night and tonight. And it's just the lighting of candles everywhere and saying, you know, stating again your intentions that you would like to express, especially in the creative energy. Because we're right now, very, very high levels of creativity are available for everybody to tap in on. And so, you know, ideas are just abound and, really, really exciting things there for people creatively.
Real quick question, does it help if I light more than one candle? So if I want to get like really creative, if I go to, you know, like Walmart and buy 500 candles and light them throughout the house, is that going to be better for me than just lighting one with good intention?
You might start a fire.
Okay. It's a little bit of that.
And she is the Celtic goddess of fire.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
It might be a bit of a problem.
Okay.
No, I think that, you know, actually if you just do like little votive candles in each room if you're moved to do that, or just have an altar. I really encourage people to create altars in their homes and in their places of business. And I know you have them. People have them and don't even know that that's what they're doing. You know,
well,
they have like a bookcase.
What is an altar? What, you know, because people, when you say that to me, I think, you know, I like a big church and big candelabras and organ music and things like that. But that's not really what you're talking about.
No, an altar is it's a focal point. It's a point of focus, and it reminds you. It reminds the subconscious mind that this is sacred place. Or sacred work, or whatever it is that you are doing. I have an altar in my office, and it is dedicated to the earth and Earth Mother and creativity. And you know, you can have a very simple altar on the top of a bookcase or the top of your dresser drawers, or even on a side table, anywhere in your home. And it's where you place sacred things, things that are sacred to you, that have meaning to you. And usually there's a little candle. You have a candle there, a crystal or a rock or a statue of some kind. Anything that moves you, if you are, let's say, at the beach, you would be hopefully collecting beautiful sea glass or shells or something of that nature. And my granddaughter brings to me a rock. She goes hiking with her grandfather. She comes back and she gives me a rock. And it's a quartz rock. And it's nondescript. But she brought it in, and it was very, very special to her. And do you know, this happened about 2 or 3 months ago. Every time she comes to my house now, she runs up into my office just to make sure her rock is there.
Oh, bless her heart. I love that.
Yeah. So it's that. That's important.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it brings joy into your life. It brings joy into the space. It creates sacred space. And that's really, really important. If you are lighting a candle, also another thing to remember, too, is that if you are, let's say you're in a bad mood when you get up in the morning, something is disturbing you during the day. If you go into your room or whatever, wherever you have your altar, and you light a candle, that changes the vibration in the room.
Why is that? I've noticed that, though.
Yeah. It does. It establishes a vibration. The candle with the light is moving. It's in constant motion. And so it is moving the air mass. And it doesn't matter how big or how small that candle is. It changes the vibration. So
it's
really important. You know, all of these things, I think, to me, are very, very important. And it really brings a sense of peace and serenity into your life in a very simple way.
Now, are you a fan of just like the regular votive candles, or do you like candles that have a scent to them? Do you have a preference?
I use all of them.
Okay.
It's just anything that appeals, you know, that really appeals to you. Of course, when you're looking at what you want a candle to do, you might look at colors also, because colors have meaning. For instance, if you want to bring love into your life, you would light a pink candle. If you want passion, if you want more of a passionate affair, it would be a red candle.
Ooh, ooh la la, with Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah. And if you want, let's say you want to find work, or you want something now, you would you'd light a brown candle, because the brown candle represents earthiness and now, grounded. Let's ground it. And so you would light a brown candle.
I think we need an entire show on candles and why you want to pick certain candles. That is, I've never heard any of that. That is great. Now, what if I just have plain old white candles? What do white candles do?
White is absolutely the best. It's the best, the purest, the safest. It's like you don't get in trouble when you light a white candle. So, I mean, there are certain candles that you really have to know what power lies behind that. And it can be very effective if you know what you're doing. But, of course, you know ignorance is bliss. So if they don't know what they're doing, they can light any candle they want.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
There are candles and specific colors for specific things that you want to achieve. So just as there is, you know, in everything, actually. So, yeah. If you want friendship and partnership and good communications, you would light a blue candle, a light blue candle, not a heavy navy blue, just a light blue candle. That brings in real harmony and cooperation. So, there's a lot of different ones.
Very cool. I love that, Dr. Annie. That is okay. I learn something new about you every time we talk. This is great. Okay, you're going to be my new candle whisperer.
I love it. Well, we can certainly do that next month. We can do that. That would be great. I'd love it.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Well, should we start taking some calls? I know we've got a bunch of people lined up, and we've got some more people I need to screen during the first caller tonight. So I'm at your mercy. You also have an energy update for us. Let's do that first before we get to the callers.
Yeah, let's do that. We have a Leo full moon tomorrow, the 3rd. So if you get out and look at the moon tonight, it's really beautiful and very full. And we have such beautiful weather. Are we lucky? Oh, this is gorgeous weather. We could use the wet stuff. There's no doubt about that. But, boy, as compared to what they're experiencing back east, boy, we're lucky. But the
absolutely.
The Leo full moon, and because it's so bright, it brings in illumination. And so, of course, illumination and the light, you know, the celebration of the light, things are getting brighter. And I am sure that everyone has noticed that already, where your days are getting a little longer every week. So that's really true. But that's on the physical plane, and we can see that. But also on the invisible planes, the energy fields are getting brighter and lighter. And so that's nice. This moon brings in a lot of really positive energy and also vibrant energy that brings in health and healthy things, which is terrific. So you might be looking at, and of course when the days get longer and everything gets brighter, everyone wants to get out and walk or hike or run and get out into nature, which is always such a wonderful and positive thing to do for yourself. There's also a greater need to be creative. People are feeling that, and we've got a lot of really wonderful creative energy. And you want to add your individuality to any project that you're involved in. You kind of put your stamp on things. That is very strong, and it's very Leo, too. Now we were talking earlier about the craziness of the day, and this week is very much that way because there is a lineup of planets right now in Pisces, and Pisces brings in that watery, real sensitive and creative energy. And so people will be actually feeling more sensitive, and boundaries are a little blurry. And so you need to be aware of what you are doing and what you want. Kind of, you know, clear your mind and stay awake and stay really present, especially if you're out there driving or handling anything that, you know, has a motor connected to it. It's very important for you to ground yourself during this full moon. So just be aware of that. There's also a very intense love energy that is connected to the month. And, of course, we've got Valentine's Day coming up, and everyone is in the mood for that. So that's terrific, and it's really kind of a fun thing. It's going to feel, though, the energy connected to it is that it feels and it seems as if there is a larger and more accessible opening to love and to loving relationships. And so that's really kind of nice to have. Artistic vision is really great, and you might even be having Technicolor dreams this month, because it's that energy is really strong. So it's very expansive, optimistic, and higher mind, elevation in thought, and humanitarian aspects are real strong right now too. There's something around technology and advancements in technology. So that's going to be kind of fun to watch over the next couple of months. So I think that gives you kind of a overview of what to expect this month. And this month is really, you know, it's all about partnering and partnerships and having people around you who you love and you respect and you want to work with, you want to be with. And because it's a full moon in Leo, you want to play. You really do. So let yourself play. Let that inner child out and go up. Go have some fun.
Well, all I know is after hearing that, I need to call and schedule my private session with you sooner than later, because I've got some things hopping right now that I can't talk about on air, which are really cool. And I
will. Oh, good.
But now that's got all kinds of questions going in the back of my head. I do want to give a real quick shout out to Mark DePena, who is in Australia. He thinks this is not a live show, but it is a live show. So hello, Mr. Mark. And all of the people that are listening with you today. It's about 1 p.m. their time on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Well, are we at the point where we want to take some calls now?
Yeah. Yes,
okay,
we are.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. I've got three calls screened, and while we get to Sharon, who's going to be our first caller, I'm going to get to our next two callers that I have, and we'll go from there. So, Sharon, welcome back to Rated G Radio. You are now live with Dr. Annie.
Our first
Hi, Sharon.
One. Oh. Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How's that? And thanks
uh-huh.
for screening my call, Garrett. Okay.
So how can I help you? What is your question?
Am I going to be, look and see, will I be walking through the window soon? Am I going to succeed in manifesting and landing a job?
Okay, so you are really in a very, you're in a completion year here. And this month for you should be really good, a good month to negotiate what you want. So
okay.
There are, it's a really good time for you to to actually, you know, take the next step. In other words, if you've been trying to find employment and you've got your resumes out there and you're doing all of that, it's time to actually make the calls. Call people.
Okay.
Talk to people and get your voice out there. Just, you know, vibrationally and symbolically, that will help you get through that door. So it's really important. I think that we all have a tendency to think that our paper trail is going to be the key, but it's not necessarily, and it isn't definitely right now for you. I would highly recommend you talk to as many people as you can. And
okay.
As I was, you know, talking earlier about candles, get a brown candle. A brown candle.
I
and
have
put,
one too. That's funny.
Good.
Yeah.
Then put it, you know, put right out what you want. I want a job now. And then you put that piece of paper underneath that brown candle and burn that candle down. And keep on saying it out into the universe. It's really important that you do that. And then you'll get what you want.
So what do you see? Or see, sorry, not see.
For you, it's like the are you open and receptive to a new career?
Well, I'm going to the left. Yes, I'm trying to get into a different direction. Yes.
Good. That's good because what I see or feel for you is that you are ending something. It's like the end of a career or the end of a job or the end of a way of being in the world, you know? It's like you've done that and now it's definitely time to change course and start something new. Try something different. Take all of your talents and make them work for you in a totally different way. And if you're open and receptive to the new, then I think that you will get something come in right away.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do feel it soon. Yeah, but
yes,
I have been
sending
them to other. Okay.
Yeah. I definitely do. And you need to put yourself into action.
I know, but believe me, when you said that, I've been doing that for, I call, some companies don't like you to call. We will not accept calls. But yes, if it isn't on there, I call, I email. So I do that.
That's great.
Okay.
That's good. Then you're doing what you need to do. Absolutely. But I do feel like something will come in the next month.
Thank you, Anne, very, very much. And I have a brown candle. I'm going to burn it. Listen.
Good.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Go get it, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks,
have a great
Sharon.
Night.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is coming from Candace. Candace, you're now live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Candace.
How are you?
And how can I help you?
I am wonderful. I want to call and ask him about my love life. If maybe you see some long-term relationship or something coming pretty soon for me.
Well, you do have this year for you actually is all about romance. It's romance and family and relationships. So you are really in a very strong position to meet somebody and to make a committed relationship start working for you this year. So that's really exciting. This is a great month. This month and next month is also a really good month for romance in your life. So take advantage of all social invitations that come your way. Make sure that you attend whatever you're invited to so that you are again, open and receptive to whatever the universe is going to provide you with, you know? And a loving relationship is definitely part of that. So, yeah, you're in a really good place for that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of talking to somebody and just taking things extremely, extremely slow. You know.
Well, good. I'm glad that you are, because that really does establish that a committed relationship. That's what you are looking for. It's not
yes.
just a casual relationship. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So it's very much there for you if you want to take it.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So, Candace, thanks for your call. Good luck. Keep us posted. Call back next month.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks,
Candace. Bye-bye. Thank you. Hey, one thing I want to make sure to bring up, Dr. Annie, is that you have an amazing life energy cycle chart, and I don't think we talk about it quite enough, but it's really quite amazing. I just entered my third cycle for the year, and
mm-hmm.
I made sure to pull it back out and reread it to make sure I'm following all the things that are going to work and things I need to be careful of this particular cycle. Could you do a quick promo on that? And again, on the show page, it gives you Dr. Annie's email. So if you'd like to get a complimentary copy of it, you'll just need to email her and say you heard about it on the show. Can you email this to me? But can you tell listeners a little bit about what that is?
Sure. The life energy cycle chart has to do with where you are energetically in the year. And your new year starts on your birthday. And so everyone has a different time during the year when they start their own personal new year. And each cycle of time has 52 days connected to it. So your first cycle is 52 days, and then the next 52 days is your second cycle, and so on and so forth. And the chart explains just exactly how to use it and how to plot it out for yourself. The cycle chart also applies not only just to you personally, but to everybody in your life. All you need is a start date. So if your husband's birthday is May 9th and your birthday is October 12th, you can chart both of you and you'll know how you are in sympatico, if you are, how to get along better, how to communicate better for yourself. So it's a great chart to use for relationships. It also applies to businesses. So if you start your business on August the 7th, that's the beginning date of your business, and it has its own vibration and its own cycles of time and energy. And so it's really useful. It's very practical, and it really works. It's amazing how it works.
I love it.
Yeah, you are in your third cycle, and that's one of the high points in the year. Is the third cycle?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, it's the first, the third, and the fifth are like really dynamite. And have a lot of really intense energy connected to them, and also lots of creativity. And it's like you are celebrating. You're in a celebratory time right now, so that's very exciting. It is, and all your ideas are actually starting to manifest. And that
they are.
Yes, it's very exciting. That third cycle is awesome. It really is. Yeah.
Well, I'm calling you for my own time, so I won't take the listeners' time anymore because they're all here. But so our next caller is Stacy. Stacy, thanks for being patient. You are now live with Dr. Annie. Welcome back to the show.
Hi,
Stacy. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you?
I wanted to know what you saw in regards to career for me for this year.
That is interesting. A career. You are, you starting, because you've got the same energy or a lot of the same energy as Sharon, who just called. And it is like you are both on the brink of something new. It feels as if you are just about ready to start something that is brand new. And if you are, that's fabulous, because that's exactly what you need to do. So if you're looking at a new career or a new way to make money, a new way to start a business or any of that kind of thing, is really going to be very, very good for you. So
okay.
How about, are you learning something new?
Trying to.
Okay. Because that's what I'm getting too, is that there's like a learning, schooling type of thing. It doesn't mean that you have to go back to school or, you know, in a traditional way. It's putting yourself in a learning position. And so you are learning something new, and that's going to take you in a whole new direction. It's definitely well worth it. So stick with it, whatever it is.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, good, because you're gonna be so amazed at what happens by like September of this year for you personally. It's
mm-hmm.
really good. It's gonna be great. You're gonna be really on top of the world, and so that's exciting. Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you.
There we go. Stacy, thanks for your call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted as well. We've got two more callers holding. We've got Nancy and then Laura. So let's get to Nancy first. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Wanted to support you and touch bases with Garrett again. So it's good to hear your voice.
Great. I'm glad that you did. Do you have a question for me?
I do have a question. As you know, we have these wonderful scarves. And number 13 is coming up. And for whatever reason, this particular scarf has been very elusive. In other words, it has not been found by moi.
Yes.
And I feel that there is this spiritual thing going on with this scarf, more so than I've ever experienced with any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like there's this big fist attached to it. And I'm just curious what you're intuiting about this situation, because I do truly believe that I am completely protected by spirit and that I am getting a message. I just don't know what it is.
Well, you know, sometimes that does happen. But the 13 is an elusive number. It's something that is, it's real, it's so interesting because it's a magical number, as you know. It is definitely, it has to do with mystery and mystique. And so it's not surprising that it hasn't really shown itself to you, because it is also a number, the number of hidden things. So it's not surprising that this scarf hasn't shown itself to you. But at the same time, I do feel that it will definitely show up, and I think it's more than likely in the next week to 10 days when you finally hit it. It also brings, and all you really need to do is to focus your energy on the thing that speaks to you the loudest, which is, you know, it could be the mystery or mystical aspects, because you're getting a lot of input from a lot of different places. And so what you're being asked to do, I think, is to sit quietly with it by yourself. And
when you say I'm getting input from a lot of different places, what do you mean?
You're getting input about the scarf from a lot of different places, which is great. But it's also asking you to focus your energy within, and then let yourself be guided, which is, you know, what you do, and you've always made a wonderful choice.
Am I going to have to marry a scarf manufacturer?
Is it coming from overseas? It has I think.
Yeah, at this point, I don't, you know, I have no idea where it's coming from. It usually does come from overseas.
Yeah. I got that really strong. So I'm sure that everything we have comes from overseas, but it's there, and it's really a very special and unique scarf. You will be led, and I know that is the way that it works through you. So just, you know, be open and receptive and ready.
All right.
Okay.
There you go, Nancy. Thanks, Nancy. I love having you call in. And when you get your scarf situation all squared away, let me know, and let's bring you back on and talk about it again.
Okay. Good.
Yay. Thank you so much. And our next call, well, we're going to have one more caller who's in queue. Right. So right now, if you would like to call in and have a question, please do so. That includes Ken and Angela, who are listening tonight from Downey's Desserts in Costa Mesa. The call-in number is 323-657-1493, 323-657-1493. Or if you're in Facebook or the Blog Talk chat room, you can ask a question there, and we can do that. We need your birth date and month when you call. And our next caller is Laura, and Laura's birthday is March 6th. Laura, welcome back to Rated G Radio, and you are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good.
Got a little bit of a cold, but other than that, I'm doing good. I was enjoying what you were saying about the celebration of the return of the light and the candle mm-hmm. thing. I can totally relate to that.
Uh-huh. Good. Excellent.
I want to light my pink candle because I do love pink.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Pink is a wonderful, wonderful color. It brings in a lot of balance and harmony within relationships and love. And so that's really it's a soft sweetness that's connected to the pink. Because what you've got is you've got the red, which is passion and love, and the white, which is purity and innocence. And so you blend those two, and you've got that pink candle, and it's a nice balance. You know, to bring in a really loving, sweet relationship. That's terrific. Use it.
Yes, I'm kind of torn right now because I'm in a relationship, but it's been for a very long time, and the strings are getting a little bit pulled in different directions, and my children are grown, and so now I'm at the point where I'm wanting to kind of follow my dreams of things that I kind of put off doing. I used to be a singer, and I used to act and do some things, and I kind of put that off when I had my kids and everything. And now, with my birthday coming up next month, I'm wondering if it's my time, if I should focus on a love relationship, or should I be focusing on myself and moving forward?
Well, that is a really good question. I think that what you should do what makes you happy. You have been other-oriented your whole life. So you are always taking care of everybody else. It's
Oh, my gosh, yep.
It's time to take care of Laura. You need to really, really just fall in love with yourself. And then everything else will just take care of itself. It just does. It's amazing how that happens. But it is very, very true. You deserve to have your dream, and you deserve to live the life that you have always wanted to. You've taken care of the family. You've done all of the duty. You've done all of you don't have to do that anymore. You can take care of you now. So it's time. It's just time to do it. Whatever
okay.
it brings you bliss, that's what you should be concentrating on. What brings me bliss? And you're in such a good place to do it this year because you've got a lot of really strong energy that is available to you to help manifest what you want. So it's like, what is your heart's desire? Here we are speaking, you know, of Valentine's Day coming up and love and passion and all of those wonderful things. It's not just a love relationship with another that we're talking about here. It's having that same passion for yourself and what you do. So it's really, it's important for you to do that.
Oh, that's so true, you know, and that you just hit it the nail on the head. It definitely is something that I've always put other people first and I'm having a lot of fun, and I have been doing exactly what you're saying. I've been doing a little bit more for myself, and I've been very happy.
Good.
That's great.
So. Keep it up. Keep on doing
good.
It.
And
let
as far as the job,
out.
Is my job more secure and stuff now too?
As long as you want it.
Okay.
That's interesting too. It's as long as you want it. You are in a position of choice where, you know, we don't get that very often. And you haven't had it for a while. So now you are definitely in a position of choice, which makes it easy for you to actually go in the direction that you want to go and still feel secure.
Good.
So, yeah,
yeah,
you're in a good place right now.
Well, good, because I've always been very spiritual, and I've had a little bit of a sixth sense, I guess, and I always feel that there are guides out there that are kind of trying, as like the other caller was saying, that they have someone that's kind of looking out for them and trying to guide them, and
mm-hmm.
I just wish I could hear them a little better and tell me what
uh-huh.
to do.
Well, we do that. We, you know, most of us, I believe that everybody has a guide or an angel or both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have a whole choir of them. But it's taking time. The key in all of it is to take time for yourself so that you can sit quietly and hear what's being presented. You can hear it. And most people do that with either prayer work or meditation or just sitting quietly for 5 minutes. That's all it takes. And you will be guided. And so, you know, I always advise people to keep a little notebook. And if when you do that exercise, you just sit there, sit quietly for 5 minutes, and then just write the first word that comes into your mind down in your notebook. And by the end of the month, you're going to have a whole list of things that you have been guided to do. And it'll be amazing because it will make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
You are.
Right.
You're a Pisces. You
I
you
know.
Are. Definitely. You've got that inner intuitive nature. So you need to listen to it.
Okay.
And you're also extremely artistic and creative. You were destined to make a difference in your world and to communicate with it in some form. And that usually takes the form of acting, singing, the written or the spoken word, painting, sculpting, you know, all of those wonderful things. You are rich with it, so it's
fine. Oh, that's good. And I'm an interior designer, too, and makeup artist by trade. So,
well, there you go.
That definitely is being creative.
Oh, yes, you are, definitely. That's great.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Laura, thanks for calling in. And I know you're going to have a great year this year. So,
yes.
Yeah, keep us posted. Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks,
have a good night.
Guys. You too.
Okay, Dr. Annie, that is it for our callers tonight. Do you have any last words of wisdom for the month of February that you'd like to share with everybody, or any shout-outs to people before we go?
Just really, really enjoy yourself this month, because it's a good month to, you know, play, to really let that inner child out and have a good time. And if you do have a partner, go play with your partner and have a great time. It's just a really nice time to connect with heart connections, people you love to be around, and you know, just have fun, have a really, really good time. And I just really wish I could have one of those downy desserts.
Well, we may just have to work on that. Maybe
I know.
You know, when we schedule our time, I will figure out a way to, you know, wrangle some of those
Bring
up to
one.
You.
Yay! Yes. That would be fabulous. Thank you so much.
There we go.
And I'll talk to you next month. Huh?
We'll talk to you next month. And after the show tonight, I'm going to send you some dates on days that I could come up and visit, and hopefully we can get something scheduled, because I'm saying that on air, so I'm committing to it like now, so I make sure we get it done, because I've got things I've got to ask you. So.
Okay, great.
There we go. Thanks, Dr. Annie. Have a great night. Okay.
Okay.
And everybody else,
we'll
be right back after this song by Patrick Allen Casey. This is his hot hit single, Home, off of his album 40 Days and 40 Nights. He was our very special guest star on the Friday night dance party this past Friday. If you haven't had a chance to hear that yet, go back and take a listen. The Friday night dance party is also simulcast on the Chat and Spin Radio Network and Westar Radio Networks in the United Kingdom, so that's always really cool. Here is Patrick Allen Casey. We'll be right back.
No matter where I go, it feels like home. place I'll ever know. No matter where I go, I feel like home.
A little Patrick Allen Casey from his album 40 Days and 40 Nights. And here's a little gossip for you. I'm going to actually take him out for his birthday. We're going to go do lunch tomorrow somewhere up in Hollywood, and I'm excited about the opportunity to find out what's going on with him. You know, because like on the show, we get to sit here and chit-chat for, you know, 20 minutes or so, but we could probably talk for 2 hours. So looking forward to spending that time. Quick reminder again, tomorrow night on Tuesday we have Hollywood screenwriter Patrick Tobin. He's going to be on the show. He's written the new hit movie Cake starring Jennifer Aniston. He will be live with us tomorrow. Wednesday we've got Greg Archer. He's the king of pop culture roulette, and he's going to be back talking about his memoir called Grace Revealed, and you'll want to hear that because he's got some new updates for things that have just happened this week concerning that particular topic, and I think you'll want to tune in for that. Thursday, we've got Robert Michael Morris. He is a Hollywood legend, and we're going to be talking Hollywood history with him. And then Friday, again, is Kaffir, star of Broadway's Phantom of the Opera. We're going to do a special early start time, 8 p.m. East, 5 West, for the Friday night dance party, and that is always fun. Let's see. My prior life, I always kept thinking I need to build a bigger house, bigger house, bigger house, bigger house. So I built a bigger house, went through that whole thing. Moving to California, it's now 5 years ago this May. I'll have been here 5 years, which just absolutely floors me. But my life has completely changed. And one of the things that I am always shocked and dismayed about is that I find people that are talking about how small of a space they can live in. And at first I was like, that is absolutely the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Who could live in like 200 square feet or 100 square feet or 500 square feet or something like that? And the more I see these posts about these tiny, tiny little homes, the more I look at them and go, I think I could do that. That looks cozy. There is a post I put on Facebook probably about 20 minutes ago. It's called This Dream Home Only Cost Them $22,000. Just wait till you go inside. And, you know, one of the things that I really hate about, like, BuzzFeed type of articles is just wait till you go inside or just see what happens next or you won't believe what, you know, that type of thing. But 99% of the time they get me hook, line, and sinker, and I go and I click in and see what's going on. So I clicked on this. One couple's brave decision to live small results in a brilliantly designed home. And I look through the pictures that are on this. You have to see the pictures because that's really what's going to do it justice. But it's 207 square feet. And you go, that's just not possible. People could live in 207 square feet until you take a look at it and go, well, it's not that bad because it has a full kitchen, nice little eating area. The living area does admittedly look a little bit small. But there's, you know, you got a bathroom, you've got, you know, closet space, you've got a nice little bedroom, complete with flat screen TV, and, you know, a shower. And you look at it from the inside, and you're like, wow, that's kind of big. Full-size refrigerator. There was also one that I posted a week or two ago. It's now gone off of the Facebook, but there's this guy living in, I don't know, it's like some European country, let's say Germany or I think it was Germany, but he lived in this horrible, horrible, horrible space when, because he shows the before, where he's doing the walkthrough, and you know, it's like concrete floors, and it's beaten up walls and pipes and all this other nonsense. And you go in, and again, couldn't be more than this 200 square feet, but you know, the bed pulls out from underneath the exterior deck. You have a fully functional kitchen. You've got, you know, bathroom. You've got, you know, all the stuff. I don't think he had like a laundry facility or anything like that. But for 200 square feet, what do you expect? But it was really, really nicely done, and it really would force you to not be a hoarder. You'd have to be fairly organized and neat, and if you do want to throw stuff in a closet, you'd have the opportunity to do so, obviously. Just interesting. So my friend Darren, who does work for Fences for Fido in Salem, Oregon, I've asked her to give me some comments on this to see what she thinks about what's going on. There's also another video. This is an actual video, not just an article. For everybody who is stranded around the country in 500 feet of snow, number one, I'm very sorry for you, but it is 70 degrees here at the beach, and absolutely quite lovely. But if you are stuck in the snow and have to shovel snow off your roof, you have to go to my Facebook page and take a look at K-Rock's video, which shows an invention this guy came up with about how to get snow off of your roof quickly, easily, and very efficiently. I think that is one of the fun things that you will do. And then the last thing that I posted on Facebook earlier, Lindsay Lohan apparently had a commercial that was on the Super Bowl. I missed it. I missed the first hour of the Super Bowl yesterday. Got to see the rest of it, but I did not see her commercial, so I missed it. But the commercial that is on here on my Facebook page, hysterical, because she's had a couple of traffic accidents over the last few years, and this pokes fun of it, and it is certainly in good humor. So I hope you'll get a chance to take a look at that. Last but not least, shout-outs to Nicola Brown-Thompson and Mackenzie Soule. Mackenzie is a teenage singing sensation from the UK. He's been on The X Factor. He's been on just all kinds of stuff. He actually sang the Star Spangled Banner for an event that Jennifer Hudson headlined recently. This kid doesn't even know how good his voice is. Because it's like one of those people that just comes naturally type of a thing. So he doesn't know how to sing a bad song, doesn't know how to have a bad note. His range is just spectacular. But I met with him and his mom up in Glendale today. We went to the Cheesecake Factory. And one of the things that I just thought was hysterical was the fact that he's so absolutely all over the place. But the one thing that he was adamant about is he goes, I know what I'm having for dessert. I'm having an Oreo shake, and you are having one too. I don't eat dessert. I don't eat milkshakes. I'd never do whatever. But this kid was like, you are having an Oreo shake. And I'm like, I guess when in Rome. And so I had most of my Oreo shake. I will tell you, it was delicious. Not something that I would recommend on a regular basis, but it was really, really good. But Mackenzie's working on TV projects, music projects, and just for, somebody of such a young age, just to see the brilliance just oozing out. He taught himself how to play guitar. He knows how to play the piano. He does short movies. He does these short movies on his iPad. His mom and I were sitting here talking. He goes, well, excuse me, but I need to show you this movie that I just made yesterday. And it's brilliant stuff for somebody who's, just this kid who's just, out here trying to figure out his way in the world of Hollywood. But singer, actor, and just a real neat kid. So had a great time with them. Thanks, Nicola, for visiting with me, and hopefully I'll get a chance to see you guys soon. For everybody else, again, we'll be live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, with Patrick Tobin, screenwriter and author of the film Cake, and we will see you then. In the meantime, here's a little more Patrick Allen Casey. This is his version of Hallelujah, and we will see you on Tuesday.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.